This might honestly be one of the worst updates that have ever been made in Firefox history. So a couple of days ago, Firefox made this blog post about introducing a terms of use to the Firefox browser for the very first time. And I never even thought about the fact that Firefox didn't have one of these until now, because EULAs and TOSs are just so ubiquitous in software these days, or you just get the short and sweet, this is free software, do what you want with it, but try not to be a dick about it. So if we actually go over to the Firefox Terms of Use and we scroll down to the section that is titled, You Give Mozilla Certain Rights and Permissions, the second sentence here reads, when you upload or input information through Firefox, you hereby grant us a non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide license to use that information to help you navigate, experience, and interact with online content as you indicate with your use of Firefox. And this has a lot of people concerned because it kind of sort of reads like you're giving some kind of ownership over your data that you put through Firefox to Mozilla or to some other company. Now, they do clearly state that the license you're giving them for using your data is non-exclusive, it's royalty-free, and it's worldwide, which makes it sound like instead of just Mozilla owning your data, then everyone owns your data in a way. So maybe that's better than Mozilla having exclusive restricted ownership over it, but still, there's got to be a lot of data that you put through the browser that you don't necessarily want this applying to. In a world of so many online and cloud-based services, web browsers have really become the primary application that people use on their computers. And this is great for cross-compatibility since Firefox is available on everything, so your OS basically just ends up being a giant bootloader for your browser. But this computing model creates a huge risk, obviously, because the companies that own the browsers could make some bad changes to them. And speaking of changes, there's another section in here where Mozilla tells us that they can update or terminate this agreement whenever they want. And if we read the termination clause, they explain that the only way you can choose to end this agreement is to stop using Firefox. And Mozilla can suspend or end anyone's access to Firefox at any time for any reason, including if Mozilla decides not to offer Firefox anymore. Now, I'm not an expert on software licensing or any other kind of legal matters, but it sounds like if Mozilla is able to stop you from using Firefox at any time for any reason, then this definitely puts them well outside of the realm of free software. Because if we look at the GNUzilla and Icecat post on GNU.org, they explain that the primary reason for them creating this fork of Firefox and the Mozilla suite is that despite the Firefox source code technically being free software, you know, it's at least open source, but they still recommend non-free software and plugins to add onto Firefox, primarily things like the DRM that allows you to play media from certain websites. And while this is an ethical concern for the Free Software Foundation, I think most people in the Linux and free software world don't see non-free software recommendations as a big problem, which is probably part of the reason why so many people in these communities use Firefox or recommend Firefox as their primary browsers. We just want to have as much control over our computers and software that we use as possible, but that's not possible if Mozilla can stop you from using Firefox at any time for any reason. And lastly, the most damning thing about this Firefox update, which we have to go over to the GitHub to see more plainly, is that it looks like Mozilla is getting ready to join the dark side of browsers and start selling user data. So this was the old description of Firefox that you would see, I believe, whenever you updated the browser, I think, is when you would see this particular one. And so the old description that would be printed here is that Firefox is independent and part of the not-for-profit Mozilla, which fights for your online rights, keeps corporate powers in check, and makes the internet accessible to everyone, everywhere. We believe the internet is for people, not profit. Unlike other companies, we don't sell access to your data. You're in control over who sees your search and browsing history, all that, and exceptional performance too. But the new message is missing that entire part about Mozilla not selling access to your data. They just say that we believe the internet is for people, not profit. You're in control over who sees your search and browsing history, all that and exceptional performance too. So maybe you can try to interpret that they're not ever going to sell your data because of this part. You're in control over who sees your search and browsing history, you know, implying that since you control it, you can decide whether or not it's distributed. But we've seen so many examples of software going around that by just making the default option, oh yeah, we're going to share your data, and you have to drill down into the settings in order to opt out. It's also really suspicious that Mozilla removed this promise to not sell your data from their FAQ. So if we look at that page when it was archived on January the 30th, 2025, we can see that they're telling us here there are no hidden costs or anything, you don't pay anything to use Firefox, and we don't sell your personal data. But if we read what the page says right now, once again, they are missing that section about not selling your personal data. So that's what it looks like is coming up ahead. If we put on our conspiracy theory hats and we read between the lines here, it really appears like Firefox is ramping up to become another spook browser that steals your data and sells it to third-party companies for profit and/or use it to train their AI models. And that's actually the first thing that I thought of when I was reading the bit about data being put through Firefox being non-exclusive and royalty-free. Again, I'm not an expert in software licensing, so I could be interpreting this wrong, but let's say that, for example, you record a song, or you draw a cool picture, or you produce anything that you might want to put a copyright on. That copyright might be voided by the Firefox license if you uploaded it through there. So then if you discover later on that Mozilla has clearly been training their AI models on your work, you might not be able to go against that if your case goes to court, because then Firefox, or Mozilla rather, can argue that they had the rights to use this to train their models or sell it or whatever because of the very fact that you put that information onto the internet through Firefox. This really does seem like a dark day for a browser that we've all loved for so long, and the excuses that are coming from Mozilla's PR staff really are not helping the situation. They've actually updated their blog now with an explanation regarding the language around the licenses, but it's hard for me to believe that Mozilla actually needs a license just for processing the data that you send to a website or type into a search bar, because they've been doing those things for over 20 years without a terms of service. How come all of a sudden they need one? Like, they actually need a terms of service, and they specifically need this clause about licensing. Like, if there was a new law that came out in the United States federally, or I think they're based in California or something like that, so if it's just a local state thing that they have to comply with, then you would think that'd be the first thing that Mozilla would tell us, explaining the reasoning for this change to Firefox. That's exactly what Apple did when they dropped their end-to-end iCloud encryption in the UK, because the government over there wants to spy on people, and they're going to hold companies liable if they allow people to have end-to-end encryption so that they can't do that. You know, I've read some explanations online that claim the verbiage in the new Firefox TOS could prevent lawsuits, but I doubt that, because most browsers still don't include this in their terms of service, and the ones that do just so happen to be the browsers that actually harvest and sell your user data. So get yourself a Firefox fork if you haven't already, or maybe even try out the Lady Bird browser, which might be the only non-paused browser left that doesn't try to harvest and sell your data right out of the gate. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to Hack the Algorithm, and check out my online store, base.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. Save 10% automatically at checkout by paying in Monero XMR. Have a great rest of your day.